Let's talk about the decision. First of all, a couple of years in administration, but a coach is always a coach. And even as an administrator, I saw that you were still coaching people there, but this was an opportunity you couldn't turn down to get back on the field.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Rich, this past 2 years have been fantastic for me in many ways, and eye-opening in others. And the biggest loss that I felt in my life was the actual interaction day-to-day with young people, student-athletes. It was available to me here, and certainly I took advantage of it, but not to the extent and creating the closeness that you do when you have a team and young men that are looking for leadership, mentorship, and all that kind of stuff. So it was that I truly missed, and when the opportunity presented itself, it really was attractive for me and an opportunity, and in a way almost hard to believe because of the closeness to the school and a lot of the relationships that I've had over the years here at Maine are tied into Colby, so it made it even more special.
Well, absolutely, and I think of the Alphon connection, and that's we know how strong it is at Maine, but that's been crucial to the success Colby has had as well.
Yeah, it really has, and make no mistake about it, that there was some influence there, and certainly, just to see the direction that Colby College is taking, the pursuit of excellence, as you would call it, is that exists on Mayflower Hill was really impressive to me.
Now, over the years, 23 years as head coach at Maine, you had other opportunities, places like Rhode Island, Northeastern, Richmond, Montana came calling, and ultimately you always chose to stay at Maine. What was it about this position that was especially attractive to you?
Well, I think, it all starts with, 1974, I came here as a freshman, this experience as a student-athlete here was life-changing for me. I got the opportunity to come back and coach as an assistant and then a head coach. Somewhere along the line there, Rich, they put a sign up on the entranceway to Maine where it says, "The way life should be." And for me, that's the way it's been for me and my family. We truly love living in Maine. Our children have embraced the state. And we live in Bangor. They all chose to come to school here at the university, and that was simply something they wanted to do. So we're forever in debt to this state. And quite frankly, Colby is just down the road for me. Now, my work ethic, so. I don't know that I'll be driving back and forth or very long. I'll get my feet in the ground down there and go to work hard. But it was really special and important for us to be able to stay in this great state.
Now, Kazi, you've been associated with Maine, save for a couple of years at BC and as a high school coach, as you said, since 1974. You got a lot of gear to unload, and you got to get some white mules gear. How's that going to work?
Matthew's going to be a big-time beneficiary of the gear because he is my size pretty much anyways. He steals everything to begin with, but, that was a little different for me. I put on my Colby gear this morning, and it was really, it was really different, but I'm excited about it, Rich. I got to admit, this is an endeavor that's really got my attention. And I was so impressed with all the people that I got to meet on their campus. And most importantly, I was really impressed by the student athletes that I met there that were part of their selection committee. It was really a great experience.
Well, I have to think, too, you're excited to coach in that league. NESCAC, to me, is such a great league, and you've always been somebody who looked at your players as students and as young men first and as football players second, and that's really what's embraced by the NESCAC.
Yeah, it is. It's really, I got a lot to learn. I mean, believe me, because, their academic requirements and the challenges academically, the liberal arts school, a little different from here, and certainly There's going to be some prerequisites to entrance there that are different than they are here, and obviously got to learn my way around that. But, you know, the bottom line is there'll be student athletes, and, you know, for me, it's always been to pursue excellence as both a student and an athlete and a young man. And for me, the job is to provide them guidance, leadership, direction, you know, help when needed, and a kick in the butt if necessary, just as well as an arm around the shoulder. So it's all of those things, and being in that role for me again is just really exciting.
How many years is your contract?
There's really I think it's probably best left unsaid on that.
Okay.
You know, in terms of how they do things at Colby, I'd you know, leave it at it's a comfortable contract for Jack Cosgrove, I can tell you.
Excellent. Well, now 23 years as a head coach at the university, the winningest coach in Maine history, 5 trips to the playoffs, 3 trips to the final, 8 in the nation. As you look back, I'm sure it's hard to pick any one moment, but what are the things that you'll look back on most of all from your time as head coach at Maine?
You know, I don't know that it's any one game, Rich. I think it's, again, just the relationships that have been created over the years with the coaches that have worked here and the players that we were privileged to coach. It's pretty special when at times like this, an announcement gets made and you receive, the phone's been pinging. And, it's just not the Cosgrove family, you know?
Right.
It's a lot of former players and coaches that are, you know, and it's just simple things like glad that you're back on the field. That's where you belong. And it truly is in my heart now. I know that. And it's something I'm anxious to get going on. But, you know, to answer your question, there's so many special moments up here, meeting the challenges of our location and some of the challenges that come with the lack of resources. You know, it's always been good to instill kind of a, if you don't have the best of what there is, make the best of what you got. And I think we've done that here. And it's certainly a life lesson for all of our players. I see that in their eyes when they come back here or they're re-engaged, like some of the moments we had this past fall with our 87 team, the experience we had at Fenway Park. There's a real love for this institution by the young men that have played Black Bear football.
Change is always exciting, too, and I know when you moved into administration, you were excited and embraced that challenge, but this, I have to think, to get back on the field, back to coaching, and back to working with young men, as you just got to be over the moon and ready to get started right away, I have to believe.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, Rich, I mean, you know, I'm in that dangerous age territory now, at least some people say that. And how many people get an opportunity like this at this time in their life where, you know, you got to step away from something that was really challenging and go into administration and kind of get rekindled or get your mojo back, whatever you want to call it. It was really something that took place over the last 2 years. And then, you know, have a job close by that you have some connections to, a working knowledge of. Open up and then, you know, get involved in it and then end up being offered it and accepting it. I feel blessed, you know. I think this is something that, you know, there's higher powers that make things happen in this world, and I think the Almighty might have been involved in this a little bit for me, and I'm grateful.
Well, Cos, we're so excited for you. It's a great opportunity for you, a huge win for Colby College and the White Mules, and we wish you nothing but success. I've got to find a free Saturday to come down there and watch you in action, although it's going to look weird to see you in that in those colors and with a mule instead of a black bear. But you've even done a little research on the mule as well.
I have, Rich. We got to power that mule up a little bit. We got to get that thing going, just like the black bear. We got to get it ferocious and intimidating and all the things that kind of fit around a beast of burden, so to speak.
Well, Cos, congratulations. We wish you nothing but success, and we appreciate you making time for us on this busy day.
My pleasure, Rich. It'll be hard for me not to to imagine you coming down to a Colby game. When are you going to get the time? You still got all those main games to do.
Got to build it around a bye week. Absolutely.
You got my record now to break. most consecutive Black Bear games ever, right?
I know. I may be the last man standing when it comes to that. Absolutely.
1987 till 2017. That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of football and a lot more to go for you, Jack. Congratulations and good luck to you.
Thanks a bunch, Rich. Really appreciate it. Best to you. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Kaz.